So it's Tuesday, the 15th of September, 2009, and just about to embark on my run, my little 4 mile run around Birkenhead. I'm home this week, got a bit of a holiday, so I'm making the most of it. But yeah, the last couple of messages have been sort of quite negative, in as much as I've been complaining about my O2 roaming charges from when I was on holiday last month, and it gets worse. Not necessarily with O2. I haven't addressed that yet. I'll have to sort that out. I don't know really how I'm going to approach that. But the fact that I've got this sum of money that I expect I'm going to have to pay. In fact, I know I'm going to have to pay it. So I can't really do anything about that. It's like a big thumbscrew at the moment, and someone gave it a nice big twist during the night, because when I woke up this morning, my internet was down. Now, I discovered this as I went to sort of check my online bill with O2. I wanted to see if there was a breakdown of, you know, where the data was used and all that sort of stuff, but I couldn't get on. It was dead, defunct, and this was confirmed that it was a service issue, as much as that the Virgin television wasn't working either. So I knew that Virgin, there's something up with Virgin. I didn't know what, but there's something up with it. So mentioned it to Emma, and she was like, yeah, it might be something to do with the fact that whilst you were away, it didn't get paid. I was like, you what? Like, yeah, there's a problem, the direct debit didn't go through. I meant to bring it up, but yeah, this letter came for you, and it had been forgotten about. Now, most times that you'll get a threatening letter, and then a couple of days later you'll get another threatening letter, and so on. But obviously, with the times being so hard, we're all on short leashes, and basically, they're giving me 7 days to pay it, or they were cutting off the service, which really annoyed me, actually. As much as that, you know, I've been with Virgin Media now for nearly 2 years, and I've always been happy with them. They've always given a really good service. The internet never fails. It's fast. It wasn't actually. It was quite slow, but it was fast enough for me. Didn't seem to cap the usage. You know, the movies are always really good and good value. So I've never really had any complaints, but this seems to be the first time I've stepped out of line in that time, in as much as I haven't paid that bill. And they gave me, like, you know, just over a week to sort it out. Obviously, the bill, it didn't get paid. Then there's, like, the delay. Then they send the letter out. But from sending that letter out, there's, like, 7 days I had to respond, and I didn't get the chance. So, yep, cut off the service. Which, so I was all guns a-blazing this morning, ready to quit Virgin. I just felt like it was one thing after another. You know, I didn't know where this money was going to come from, and just really frustrated. But anyway, I phoned them up, explained the situation, explained that, you know, I wasn't in a position to pay the money right now that was outstanding, explained about this other bill, and, you know, how it would cause me difficulties and all this sort of stuff. The girl was really understanding. She said that I could spread the outstanding money, which she allowed me to do. She reinstated the service, which was good. Pleased that she did that. And not only that, but she actually increased the speed as well. She told me that basically I was paying for an old service that had since been updated, and because I hadn't redeemed the status as such to upgrade it, I was eligible to go from 2 megabyte up to 10 megabyte, so now I've got a faster service as well. So from being sort of quite low on Virgin this morning and disappointed with them, I'm actually really chuffed with them and think that they're still quite highly regarded in my camp. Bit heavy-handed, but hey, you know, maybe that's what they need to do to get my attention. You know, they're not very important otherwise, are they? Anyway, bye-bye. Gotta go. End of the 5 minute. Boo.